Now we can discuss the commercial lines insurance policies. We'll start with the business owner's policy, or BOP, which is a package approach to the insurance that is similar to the commercial package policy, but is designed for smaller businesses that require less individual underwriting. The business owner's policy has less flexibility than the commercial package policy. Therefore, the business must fit the policy rather than the policy being modified to fit the business. Like the personal lines homeowner's form, the business owner's policy provides property and liability coverage in a single contract. It's a package deal that gives you both property and liability coverage.
A package deal. I like that. Homeowner's insurance would also be a package policy, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. The business owner's policy only has two coverage forms, the standard and the special. The standard property coverage form includes the perils of fire and extended coverage, vandalism, sprinkler leakage, sinkhole collapse, volcanic action, and transportation. The special property coverage form provides property coverage on an open peril basis. Like the homeowner's policy, the BOP provides coverages in two sections, Section 1, Property, and Section 2, Liability.
Will Section 1 have different coverages like the homeowner's did? You know, Coverage A, Dwelling, Coverage B, Other Structures?
Actually, no. The BOP is different in that aspect. The policy lists what property is covered and any limits that may apply. The concept that we will focus on for Section 1 of the BOP is loss payment instead of coverages.
But wouldn't loss payment just be when the insurer pays for a loss?
Well, it is, but how much will the insurer pay? And how does the insurer decide this? That's what we'll talk about here. When a loss occurs, the insurance company will choose to either pay the value of the loss or damaged property, take all or any part of the property at an agreed or appraised value, or repair, rebuild, or replace the property with other property of like kind and quality. The value of covered property as determined by the insurance company depends on the limit of insurance on that property at the time of loss. If the limit is at least 80% of the full replacement cost, the insurer will pay a loss on a replacement cost basis without deduction for depreciation. Insurers will pay for the least expensive settlement, but will not pay more than the limit for that property. If the limit is less than 80% of the full replacement cost, the insurer will actually pay the greater of the actual cash value of the property or portion of the cost to repair or replace the property. The portion of the repair cost is equal to the ratio of the applicable limit of insurance to 80% of the cost to repair or replacement. Again, the insurer will not pay any more than the limit applicable to that property.
Wow, I'm glad I'm taking some notes here. Let me try. I run a business and file a claim under my business owner's policy. Now, if I have 80% or better for my limit of insurance, the insurer will repair, replace, or pay me for the damaged property, but they'll take whichever choice costs the least for them. But if I have less than 80%, the insurer will pay to repair or replace or pay me a portion of the actual cash value, and they still won't pay more than the limit. Oh yeah, and that portion of the actual cash value is determined by how much insurance I do have on that property.
Very good. Are you ready for more notes? Certain types of property will automatically be valued at the actual cash value. This includes used or secondhand merchandise held in storage for sale, property of others, household contents, manuscripts, and works of art. Also, at the time the BOP is written, an insured may elect to have an actual cash value loss settlement applied to insured buildings instead of the replacement cost settlement.
That one's not so bad. When applying for my BOP, I can choose to replace the replacement cost settlement with an actual cash value settlement. And some items I might have would always be valued at their actual cash value and not their replacement value.
You got it again. Now it's time for Section 2, Liability. This section provides coverage for premises and operations, products and completed operations, advertising and personal injury liability, fire legal liability, and medical payments.
Those are some pretty straightforward names. Let me guess, premises and operations covers any liability the business is responsible for that happens on their own premises and/or during the operation of their business. Products and completed operations would be for liability arising from finished products or jobs. advertising and personal injury would be for the business's advertisements or publications or whatever else might cause the personal injury, although I don't think they mean physical injury. Fire legal liability seems a little tricky, but I would bet it is for liability from a fire you somehow caused that damages someone else's property. And medical payments would cover just that, liability for someone's medical payments.
Are you sure you need help with these policies? You're doing so well.
Maybe my trap really is steel after all.
I thought so. Well, since you explained the liability coverages, we can move on to Section 2's limits of liability. Section 2 contains two aggregate limits, which are a maximum limit of coverage available under the policy during a policy year, regardless of the number of claims made or accidents that occur. Losses paid under coverage, subject to aggregate limits, reduce the amount available for future losses. These limits are restored at the anniversary of the policy. Products and completed operations has its own aggregate limit. Medical payments and fire legal liability have their own non-aggregate limits, but a general aggregate limit applies to the rest of the liability coverages.
Let me get this straight. A business owner's policy will only pay so much each year for certain coverages, like the products and completed operations, and if the business goes over this limit in 1 year, they have to pay for any other losses that year by themselves.
That's exactly right.
I guess that would keep the quality of products up. At least the aggregate limit renews itself each year instead of just one limit for the entire life of the policy.
Right again. Think of it as a way for the company to avoid paying too much. Insurers also limit their exposure to loss by means of eligibility. Those businesses involved in manufacturing and sale of certain products are not eligible for coverage under the BOP.
That makes sense. If a business is making products that would probably result in a lot of liability claims, the insurer wouldn't want to insure them. At least not under a BOP.
Yep, but what is eligible for the BOP? Buildings, property, apartment buildings, office buildings, and buildings used for mercantile, service, or processing businesses are all eligible if certain requirements are met. Eligible risks are limited both by the type of business and the size of the business in square feet and in dollar sale volume. Some specific businesses like automobile repair or service stations, bars, amusement parks, wholesalers, banks, building and loan associations, and credit unions are not eligible. Basically, the BOP was designed for the low-risk, small to medium-sized business.
I can see why the BOP wouldn't want to accept some of those businesses. Can you just imagine the liability risks that would come with a bar or amusement park? Even an auto repair shop would have to do lots of liability coverage on the work they do. Of course, there are other policies available for those businesses, right?
Of course. Most businesses can find coverage under the commercial package policy, which lets them pick and choose among different policies to get the coverage they need, unlike the BOP, in which the property and casualty coverages are considered mandatory. As you pointed out, some businesses need the liability coverage more than property coverage. The BOP would also be a poor choice for a business in an older building that, in the event of a loss, would need to be repaired or rebuilt to comply with a building ordinance. The commercial package policy would cover the extra costs of those repairs, but the BOP would leave it up to the insured.
So if I have a client asking me about a business owner's policy for his business, but I learn that he is in an older building, I should try to steer him into a commercial package policy instead. That way, if he should end up with more costs in repairs due to the building ordinance requirements, that extra cost isn't out of his own pocket.
Exactly. I think you've got this one covered. So let's talk more about the commercial package policy.